imagine if all the rappers were to get with all the athletes, our activists and actors for a conference in Zaire to meet with all the ambassadors in the motherland. Tell them we coming back for her, America. Know if we leave, it'd be a massacre. Zimbabwe would be full of drug dealers and traffickers. Smoking brassica, pick all the hoes for magic up. Tell Tabitha, let a nigga Cleopatra, huh? So we can build a neighborhood out in Zambia. Tell Khaled to build another one in Tanzania. What if J and B went and bought some land in Egypt? And Puffy put a strip of clubs off the sands of Kenya. Africa. Since America can't stand to see us, let's show them why you never bite the hand of Fiji. Africa. Call Akon, I light the city up. Alex brought the compound to Libya. New Africa. What if they had the Follies in Nigeria? Huh. A king of diamonds in Liberia. Ballin' in Algeria, ain't gotta put my jury up. And if you black, you fit the criteria. New Africa. We need Oprah to open up some more schools. Tell Michael Jordan we need some more shoes. New Africa. Make sure every rapper still got Pro Tools. I'm just saying that'd be a bold move. Make Obama the president. His daddy from Kenya, so that make even better sense. Tell Morehouse to bring all the medicine. Bachi got a party out in Ghana, tell him let us in. New Africa. New Africa. New Africa. Tell the motherland that a nigga coming back for her. New Africa. New Africa. New Africa. Tell the motherland that a nigga coming back for her. I found utopia in Ethiopia. I gotta be with beautiful women. I got a phobia. But my side hole from Morocco. And I got another chick in Nairobi, cuz I look like Fela Kuti when I'm rolling up. Probably cuz all the groupies show me love. Africa. I'm on my way down to Cape Town. They say that's a young nigga's playground. I met this shit from Molly in the party. She said she took a Molly in the party. Man, I swear her titties were so big, I said, pardon me, but who let Dolly in the party? Magic Johnson built some condos in the Congo. Kanye built a mall out in Senegal. Turned the Rwanda to a five-star witness bar. Chillin' in Angola with the skinny little guinea bar. Somewhere in her 20s and she get my little Jimmy hard. Cause her whole physique is unique, she petite. Plus her daddy is the king in Mozambique. When I met him, he had on that new put that Philippe took a seat. Everything kosher like Jewish meat, my mystique. Got her intrigued in disbelief. And she speaks 6 different languages, including Greek. And I love the way her booty cheeks move to the beat. I'm Prince Hakeem, and you must be my queen to be. Just think of playing golf off the Gulf of Guinea Beach. Somewhere in Cameroon, rolling plenty tree. And a bunch of beef suya, we don't do no Mickey D's. In New Africa. New Africa. New Africa, tell the motherland and the nigga coming back for her.
Place of all life, where the sons of Abram found wives, the Bathshebas, the Esthers, the Eves. Imagine queens who went to Spelman swimming in the Red Sea, backstroking in two-piece bikinis off the strength of their degrees. Bodies handcrafted by the fingertips of God with the brains to match. Ain't no self-hate, ain't no slave trade, ain't no niggas to catch. Gold flowing through our veins like water flowing through the Nile. walking through Jerusalem in Yeezy boots before the exile. Imagine August Wilson sitting on the same throne as Mansa Musa did, writing stories of empowerment and self-righteousness for our kids. Imagine how we'd all suddenly come to our senses. Ain't no dick riding, ain't no marginalization, ain't no riding fences. Beaches filled with blue skies and white sand. We'd all have money in stock, all own a piece of the rock, a piece of the land. As the original people, unified, we'd all stand. Imagine a place where all the creators of all the new waves stood in one space. I'm talking touch tone phones, pressing combs and potato chips. Box them bitches up, sell them to other nations, and send them off in slave ships. New Africa.
To the motherland and the nigga coming back for her.
For he that is dead is freed from sin. Romans 6:7.